I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Brian Kelly
is in the house.
What's good?
I think the person happiest that you're here is the girl that we just saw back there.
Super sweet.
She's so, okay, we're talking before we came out here, and there's a girl that keeps passing, and she's giggling the whole time. Like, she's like, ee! Like, and she runs by, and then she runs by again. It's just so cute. Do you get that reaction a lot?
It just depends where we're at. You know, sometimes when we're down in Florida quite a bit, you know, probably happens more. Nashville, I think. Maybe everybody's kind of used to seeing a bunch, you know, everybody. So, but no, I feel the Detroit love just being here 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's that's a good feeling, you know, when everybody shows love and is excited you're around and wants a picture or whatever, that's awesome.
Yeah. I just thought she was so cute. I was like, aw.
We saw that you were just at Stagecoach.
Yeah.
And we saw that you were there not performing, but just hanging out as a fan. I'm sure this is something that you don't get to do a lot. How was that just going as a fan of country music?
It was awesome. It's my wife Brittany's 33rd birthday on that Saturday. So we had a bunch of friends with us and got a really cool house, like probably 20, 25 minutes away. Really, really cool house, actually. So we had a bunch of friends and had some other friends over for like a little day party, played some new songs, had some food, some drinks. And but being at the festival, it was just awesome. Much needed, I think, just as a human, as a fan, to get out there in the crowd and just enjoy country music. And I'll tell you what, who really surprised me, I hate using the word surprise me, validated for me where they're at and all the awards and just like, I have never really seen them live, but Old Dominion slayed it, man. We were out there and just watching the crowd, I'd turn around, you know, and I'm like, this is like, they're next. If they're not already there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was really, really happy for those guys. They're great guys. And like I said, hadn't ever seen a show, but that was really special. The crowd was electric for them, and like on every word, and just when you look out, and we've been on stage and been fortunate enough to see it, but when the crowd's doing this and you see that wave and everybody's kind of moving, that's when you know you got them, and they had them, and that was special to be out in that crowd with them, you know?
Does that give you a different perspective when you're planning like your next show, your next performance, like, okay, I need to have this thought process? Does it give you a different kind of perspective that is helpful?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's hard as an artist, as an entertainer, to see a show and not take notes, good or bad. And you're like, well, I probably wouldn't have said that or done that there, or they need to get into the next song, or, you know, all those things. And I wasn't thinking that during their set, but I tried to just take myself out of it and not worry about that. But it is fun to get inspired and just... Yeah, when you're watching somebody, you want to be up there doing it too, you know. So yeah.
Do you have a moment or a concert that you can remember that sticks out to you, that you had that moment of like, I have that crowd, like you talked about Old Dominion having?
I mean, there's been a lot of great nights over the course with FGL. You know, so many nights that it's just magic, you know. And for me, kind of doing the solo thing, you know, I don't have too many shows under my belt. But I'd say about a year ago, and I've got another show in Daytona, basically a hometown show right along the beach at the band shell coming up a week from Friday.
May 26th,
that's right. You know. But there.
I'm not even figuring out how to go. Yeah.
Bring it. But that was my first solo show last year ever. And so that was super special. I think it was, I don't know how many people were there, but it was pretty packed. My parents were there. And that was special, you know, because I spent a lot of time whenever I was home from college or even in high school, you know, I'd go drive down to Daytona, park at the little beach parking, run down by the pier, go by the band shell, and kind of dream and scheme and just imagine playing there one day. And I never thought, some reason along the way, we kind of bypassed that with FGL, that venue. And so I never thought for a while that I would be the one myself as a solo artist playing there. So it was extra special. And just kind of, you know, you got to manifest things. And so, like, I've always been a big dreamer, and not everything you dream happens, but if you work hard and you are patient enough, long enough, good things will happen. And so, yeah.
Talk about manifesting. We were just talking about the album Sunshine State of Mind, and one of the songs on there, which is great, by the way, we're talking about going down to the Detroit River on the boat, getting out to Lake St. Clair. So that whole album is perfect for, you know, late times of summer in Michigan.
Like, you don't have to, like, the entire thing, front to back. Yeah, we love that.
You awesome. Put it on.
Yeah. Thank you.
But one of the songs, Boat Names, you talk about. Yeah. Buying that, what was it, 45-footer with your wife's name on the back?
That's right.
And you did it.
We did it, we had it, and then we sold it.
What? I didn't know that you sold the boat.
I know. I hate it, but it just had to happen, man. So just kind of with everything transitioning and kind of being on hiatus or taking a break, whatever you want to call it was like, well, I'm going to be a lot busier, and I need to be, and I want to be a lot busier. And so once the world kind of opened back up and everything kind of went down, and it was like, you know what? Here's my career, the boat, and we'll get another boat, boat one day. We got a little 17-foot at the house on the lake. That's good enough
for
now.
They do say the greatest day in a boater's life is when they sell it. So
yeah. We got out good. We randomly made money on it. We had it about a year, and that's like unheard of for a sport fisher. It's like, My buddy called me, and he goes, I know you don't want to sell it, but I've got an offer. I go, oh, really? You're calling me with an offer? I was like, now I'm kind of open-minded because I'm about to be pretty busy, so let's do it.
Yeah. You know what BOAT stands for, right?
No. What does BOAT stand for?
Bust Out Another Thousand is how I always had it.
Oh, so they have that for horses, too.
That's true.
The acronym's not the same.
Yeah. Do we? I just wanted to thank all of our advertising partners who are here tonight as well, so thank you for being
thank
here.
You.
Are we ready for some music?
Well, do we have any questions from
anyone?
The crowd for Brian? Right,
we got
right
one way back there. Did you have an oh shit moment?
Yeah, there was a bunch of them, really.
Earmuffs, Emmett.
Yeah.
Earmuffs.
Oh, sorry. Oh, shoot.
The oh shit moment. I'd say one of them, you know, the summer of 2012, and it was really 2013 by then because there was enough time. I think the remix was coming out, but we were... might have been 2012. The first Faster Horses festival that we played was absolutely nuts. Absolutely. I mean, it was like, I don't know. We just showed up and it was just crazy. And that happened a lot. We were very fortunate, you know. So I think you just kind of have a bunch of gratitude for a bunch of oh shit moments, you know what I'm saying? And so it's hard to pinpoint, you know, specific ones, because it just kind of felt like it kept happening, and that makes you work harder. You know, all those great moments and all these things that you're seeing, people you're meeting, and fans that are just, you know, screaming your songs back at you. It's like, well, let's just keep writing, let's keep working, let's keep grinding, so this can keep happening. You know, and so the Faster Horses one sticks out. I've got on my old computer on the hard drive, I've got some footage. I think some, like, our merch guy or tour manager got of us playing, and I can see it in my head of what that crowd looks like. I mean, it was like t-shirts and flags in the air, and it's like smoke's coming up from the crowd. I don't even know what that was, but you can imagine what it was.
You could take a couple guesses, yeah.
But it was just, it was next level, so, yeah.
And how many times before you're like, oh, I think this might be a thing? Because that one, I would think, oh, that was a good show, and then it happens a second time, and then a third time. How many times did it take to finally you're like, oh, I think this is going to be kind of normal, maybe?
You just can't ever get too comfortable.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't think we ever took a second for granted, because, you know, I think we if we had a great show, if we had three or four shows a week, and, you know, the first one first one of the run is just awesome. Like, we'll see how tomorrow night's going to go. Let's see if we can top it, you know. Let's see if we can get those fans the next night to top it and say, hey, last night in whatever town we were in, they brought the heat, but we're gonna need y'all to, you know, crank it up tonight and try to do that the whole weekend. And then look back on the last week and say, let's make this weekend even better. Let's make some adjustments and get them into it even more. And, you know, so it's just it's a special connection. Music is so crazy what it does to the fans. And, you know, I talk about it as a fan myself. Like, I still dive into records and music helps me get through all sorts of seasons of life, whether it's my music or Morgan Wallen's or Hardy's or whoever, you know, or listen to some old George Strait or Alan Jackson or reggae or whatever you need to listen to, you know. Yeah. There's music for all sorts of occasions and seasons and moods, and so.
Awesome. Let's talk about the next song that's coming out soon, which is See You Next Summer.
Yeah.
You got a little story behind this one for us?
You know, really, this song, I didn't write this song. And this song was sent to me. The label asked me. We found the song like late in the fall. And they said, hey, are you open for some outside songs? I said, heck yeah, I absolutely am. On the first solo record, Sunshine State of Mind, one of the goals for me on that record was to be a writer, a co-writer on every song. And now that I had kind of done that for that first record, you know, I kind of took some time and this past fall and really just tried to get dialed into what the next phase is and where I want to take this and just allow myself to kind of get on my own timeline, on my time frame. And sometimes that's hard to do because everybody else is running and gunning. And I just felt like it was really important to take a beat and to put my head down and write and just wait for outside songs to come in that I might love. And so this song was on this first link that the label sent me. And I remember seeing the title down at See You Next Summer, and I was like, I hope it's good. And from the first line of that song, you know, here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town, I was like, okay, I'm going to turn you up a little bit louder. I'm already in. And it just kept going that way. It was like, damn, it's like they wrote it for me, and they weren't trying to write it for me. I think it was written a year and a half or so before. And I know I ran into Hardy because he co-wrote it, and he said that it was on and off hold, and it was getting passed around. And he goes, man, it was one of my favorite songs I wrote during that year. I wrote it. And he goes, thanks for cutting. I was like, well, thanks for writing it. Because it literally, I go, I've lived that song. I know that. I know what that is. I've lived that moment. And I'm just grateful that I got to sing it. I fell in love with the song. It's a kind of song that you hear a couple times, and you just kind of know it. Like, it's not a song. It's like, I got to, you know, go back and, what was that note? How are they singing that? You know, it's like, I get that.
Yeah.
And so just very grateful for such a cool song. I also love the production on the demo. We definitely elevated the production on the cut, and it's a lot bigger. But the drop choruses, you'll hear it when it comes on. At the top of every chorus, it kind of drops. And at the back half of the chorus, when the hook hits, it slams. And I thought that was a really fresh approach to a country song. And so got to work with Dan Huff, legendary producer, guitar player. On this track, and the next one we'll play as well. But yeah, I fell in love with this song. And sometimes it's easier just to sing a song you love and pick, let the great songs win, and take pride or ego out of the equation of I have to write every song. You know, I set a mark, and I did that with another project, and that was really a project, Sunshine State of Mind, that I was able to create during COVID. You know, when the whole world was shut down and we didn't have a show in sight for a year and a half or so. And I just dove into music, and that helped me get through a time where I was about, you know, to go damn stir crazy because
all of us,
I didn't know what to do, you know? And so,
it's so surprising to me to hear that you didn't take part in writing it though, because it does fit so well with that whole body of music that you just had. So that, I love that story. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. I think that's cool that you think that, and that's how I felt. And, you know, it's kind of the Garth or Kenny model. They're both amazing songwriters, but they also have built a career on cutting outside songs that they didn't write. And sometimes you're the voice for it. Sometimes you're the pen and the voice. Yeah. And to me, as I'm truly building my solo career, you know, I just wanted to get in that mindset of, having some great songs. And I love supporting the songwriting community. I think there's nothing cooler than that. And so,
We appreciate your openness.
Not that Hardy. Not that Hardy needs any more help.
No.
He's
and
on
then
fire.
The second you said Hardy, I go, of course he did.
Yeah.
Like, of course. In my head, I was like, of course he did.
I know, right?
He writes like 1,000 songs a week, and they're all hits.
Yeah. He's so good.
He's dialed in. He's.
All right. But how difficult is it for you to listen? Because it seems. Because you're like, and then this, and then we're gonna do this, and then the flames come. Is it difficult to like? Just sit here
still.
In the moment,
yeah.
When
for
that's
sure.
that's going, because it's so exciting.
I can't. Yeah, May 26th, first time I'll play that live.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I,
and then in your hometown, Daytona.
That's right.
I see what you were saying about how normally, like, there's kind of like this country music formula right now, where it's get into the chorus ASAP, right?
Yep.
And then it's like boom, it hits you. But I like how, it, like you said, it kind of breaks down before it goes back
up. It's moody. It's like a little roller coaster of
like waves.
This tension and then this release. And I think that'll play well live when we do it live. Obviously, hopefully, it'll play well on the radio.
Yeah.
And people will feel it. You know. Yeah.
Do you think about that when you're recording the song? Is like, okay, this will be a great part when I'm playing it live. You're thinking about it live then.
Yep. But you have to, because if you don't, you'll be playing it live and you'll be like a couple months into playing it live and you're like, damn, we should have done this on the recording.
Right.
So you try to put yourself in and live with the songs. And sometimes you have to get it done and record and you're kind of done and get it shipped out. But this one we had some time to, you know, I re-sang it, went in, you know, two or three different times. And we kept adding to the track. And I probably drove Dan crazy there at the end because I was like, yo, what about this little... see you next summer, girl. These little ad-libs and these little parts and just taking your time and stacking things on, and the kind of more time you have to live with it, that is taken from living with it on the road and being able to play it, or something, you know, somebody does something in rehearsal, you're like, well, that's a cool part. So you try to get as creative as you can during the recording process so you kind of get everything out on the table. And once it's there, you can kind of pick and choose what you want or cut something out, but... got to think about that stuff.
As a fan, I appreciate that because you'll memorize the song that you hear on the radio, and then when you go to the show, you're like, wait, they changed it.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, you don't want to like look like an idiot like while you're trying to sing along and clap at the parts and stuff.
Yeah,
so appreciate
there's
that.
There's really nothing worse than, I mean, I when you want to sing a song that everybody knows, and like I've seen it on an award show as a fan.
They change it.
They kind of change the melody. I'm like,
why
are you changing the melody?
What about like an extended solo though? Is that okay?
That's always okay.
Okay, good. Because if you could get more guitar solos, that would be great.
yeah, in the song, and then the solo comes back in out of nowhere, and then another build up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then one last chorus.
Yes, exactly.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one you have been posting about, so you may have heard a little bit of that one so far, but
we have one
I think we're going to preview something that you have not posted yet.
Yeah, this will be next.
Exclusive for our ears in this moment.
Yeah, don't video this one.
Don't video, don't record.
This is top secret.
Okay.
But this is a really special song. This was another one. This is the first one on that same link that See Next Summer was on. It was the first song because they were in alphabetical order, and I saw Dirt Cheap and I thought the same thing. I go, I hope that's good. I don't know how they're going to hook it. I love the title. I hope it's like just awesome. And it really was. It kind of hit me in my core, and just a great country song. I'm super thankful I got to sing that. The label and the whole team over there at Big Machine has been putting songs aside for me, and I couldn't be more grateful for just the support, the time to create, the time to get the whole vision to build this thing, and Dirt Cheap, it felt really special, and just
as a thrifty person, I like anything called Dirt Cheap. That
there you go.
Immediately already we like it.
good old country love song.
I want to sing along so bad that I'm actually pretending to know all the words of a song I've never heard before.
Holly just said to me, I know all the words already. And I'm like, you don't know the words of songs you've listened to for 10 years.
Yeah, I don't. I'm the worst at lyrics. But I'm like, and I'm like pretending. And I go, oh my God, I'm pretending I know the words. I've never heard this before.
That's a good sign.
It's like you want to sing along, and I'm like, I can see this song with my car window rolled down. You know when you go like this with your hand out the window?
Right.
Does anyone else still do that? Just me?
Yeah.
Especially when you get Michigan good weather, you're like, that's the song you listen to for that.
Let's go.
It's perfect.
And it all started doing that when things were dirt cheap.
Now they're a little bit more expensive, but that song is good.
What else do you got for us?
Yeah, you got more
in
there?
Probably a couple little demos.
This is fun.
Let's see here. Chris, what song do you think I should play? You said earlier.
Chris, can you do one more song? Two more. Okay, good. We weren't sure how many. We got nervous.
Y'all want to hear some more unreleased music?
All right, y'all. Oh, yeah, Styx. We'll start with Styx. Okay.
So explain what a demo is.
Yeah, demo, for short, is a demonstration, basically, is kind of like a example, something to go off of, a day of production, if you will, of the day we wrote it. So basically, I wonder... next time I come back, we'll do like a before and after. That'd be really cool demo and then the cut of something.
And maybe even like when you record yourself playing an acoustic guitar with your voice memos. Yeah. Like that's the type of stuff.
Do you do it in voice memo when you got an idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll be walking through Whole Foods or walking down the street and be like... Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want to forget.
Yeah, or it's going straight in the notes. Just whether it's a lyric or like a little melody or anything. I mean, like I will forget it if I don't. If I don't do it immediately. But this song, let's see, this song, we wrote at the house in Nashville. It was with two guys I had never written with before. And this guy, Nate Kenyon, came in with a song. It was a pretty funny story. I'll preface it with this. But he came in ready to rock. I mean, this dude came in. He goes, hey, man, I started this last night. And he plays, like, the whole song. Like, plays it right in front of me. I'm like... He goes, I just really need like a bridge. I'm going, man, you need to finish that. You don't need me to help you write a bridge. That's your song. You came in with like a whole written song. I appreciate that, but that's yours. I'm like, I appreciate the hustle, you know? I'm like, you just played me a song you wrote last night. That's incredible. I can't put my name on that, you know? And so the guy, the producer was, he's like, hey, I started this. I'm like, ah, that's cool. I don't know if I'm feeling that. And then Nate was like, I got a title I thought about last night, another one that's like Styx. And I was like, all right. I was like, how you feel like that goes? You know, we're just kind of shooting around ideas, throwing paint at the wall. And he had a little bit of that started, just a little chunk of it. And I go, that's what we're writing. Okay. I was like, hell yeah. I get that for sure. And so with that said, super proud of Sunshine State of Mind. Super proud to see you next summer. As you can tell, dirt cheap. You know, we're kind of heading, we're opening up a new territory for me. Not foreign, but new in a sense of, you know, love the beach, love the coast, but that's not just who I am. That's one chunk of who I am. So really excited about continuing the story of who I am, where I'm headed, what I love, and just kind of opening the world up to everybody. So, I imagine this will be on the record. We all love this song. It'll sound better once it's good for like a good demo. Usually you get in and I think this is pretty much like made with just tracks, like probably real guitars, but the drums are fake. And you know, get in there and sing it again and get in there with the great musicians, and it really brings it to life. But it's really cool to hear demos. I think it never gets old. So
it's really fun for us that we don't get any of this. So
this here is Styx. I don't know what this is going to sound like, the level on this. It's going to be way different than the mastered
song. Heads up, Ryan.
Probably, so watch yourself.
Send it. Send it.
It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
Put it out.
Full send.
Full send, baby.
What do you think?
I love it.
Oh, it's so good.
Pretty cool, right?
It's very clever. Thanks. You know, I feel like it's hard to like, you know, to write a country song about all the things that you've been listening to and living your whole life in a different way. And I feel like that was so unique.
Cool. Thank you.
I loved it.
Thank you.
When you said Styx, I was like, oh, I wonder where that's going to go. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I did it once again. I pretended I knew the words. I had to stop.
You were jamming.
It was really, I'm inside of my brain right now. I was like, you need to stop because I'm like mouthing the words and I'd never heard it. But I know Styx part.
I like the energy.
Styx part I got.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part.
That's
it's
all
the
that
title.
Matters. Damn right.
I can't wait to hear it more on the radio. That'll be good.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know.
I don't think it needs a whole lot more. I think it's right.
Yeah. Well, we like it.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
See, everybody's. They all agree.
Thanks, y'all.
You got one more.
Oops.
Oh, sorry.
I lost my dongle over here. All right. So let's do. I played the wrong version of that one
Really?
Not that one, but the one earlier, Chris, the Trucks and Ducks. I played the wrong version of it. There's an updated one.
We'll take all the versions.
We'll take all. We want all.
This is so much fun. Thank you for sharing this with us, by the way.
Heck yeah.
I want to say that.
Thank y'all for the time. Thank y'all for the love and hanging out. And really, really happy to be here.
Yeah, it's very special, so I'm enjoying it.
Let's see here. I got to find the right version. Ryan Ball, where you at?
So fun.
I can tell you're super super stoked about it too.
Yeah.
Which is just fun to watch you, because a lot of people might, you know, almost feel awkward just to play your own music and just sit there while you're not actually playing it.
Yeah. But he's
like,
performing
I love that you're just like, you're getting into it. You're playing drums.
Yeah,
it's great. Fun. It's fun. It's just like, I didn't expect to be doing this, but every time we do, I mean, I'll be in the car playing it for friends, or me and Brittany will be driving down the road and we'll just check a mix or a new song, and if it kind of moves you, it's like, well,
gotta. That's what it's supposed to do. You're like, all right, I'm on the right track.
Yeah, for sure. So this song is another demo. This song is one of my favorites, the team's favorites. It's called Trucks, Ducks, Bucks, and Beer.
Oh, man, that's watch my mouth on trying to sing these lyrics.
Yeah. It's easier to mess up the lyrics to that one.
I had this title for maybe a couple of weeks, and maybe not even. But I had the title, and then one day I kind of like heard the top of the chorus in my head and kind of saved it for a certain songwriting session. Had Matt McGuinn, Michael Tyler, and Ryan Ball. And Matt, they have a bunch of hits written. And so I knew, I was like, man, if we do this day right and this song title right, we may have something special. And I think we got one that day. And it's pretty cool. So Trucks, Ducks, Bucks, and Beer.
Another one.
This is another so one. Fun. Your music has been so many good times for so many people, and then it just continues on. We see it continue on.
Keep the good times rolling.
Like,
you know?
I'm having the best time. But I think we gotta wrap it up.
Hey, give it up for Brian Kelly, y'all.
Thank you
so much.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for listening and hanging and having me and spending time.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!